Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on fake fertilizers, a growing challenge for farmers and environment. The participants are Dr. Suresh Kumar Chaudhary, Director General Fertilizer Association of India, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor.
The Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Government of India, has written to the chief ministers of all states and union territories directing immediate and strict action against the issue of counterfeit and substandard fertilizers. Union Agriculture Minister Sri Shivraj Singh Chauhan has directed immediate action against substandard fertilizers and has written letter and asked the states and UTs to take strict action. He has also highlighted to eliminate the problem of fake and substandard agricultural inputs from its roots, instructions to states to launch a campaign for ensuring fertilizer quality has been sent. To discuss the issue of fake fertilizers and the growing challenge of these fake fertilizers for environment as well as farmers, we have with us a very distinguished scientist and the Director General of Fertilizer Association of India, Dr. Sri Suresh Kumar Chaudhary. So welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you so much.
So what is the growing menace of fake fertilizers and how are they impacting the lives of farmers, the agriculture sector and the Indian economy in total?
Very, very serious concern. In fact, substandard fertilizers, its selling is not a simple crime. It impacts the whole ecosystem, not only human being, but also animals. Also, the whole ecosystem and ecology of a given landscape. Therefore, it should be treated as a very big crime. And when we add some substandard material or spurious material in the name of fertilizer on the mother earth and we don't bother for its health, then it is really a criminal act. And therefore, the fertilizer industry fully support the concern of Honorable Agriculture Minister that such substandard material should be eliminated from its uses in agricultural sector on agricultural land. And the industry would love to join hands if such kind of campaign takes place all across the country.
So could you please explain the process through which the testing of these fertilizers is done and how does these fertilizer become substandard and then what are the problems that arise for the farmers as well as the produce that is yielded later?
Let me explain a little bit about the industry first. The fertilizer industry in this country can be broadly classified into three groups. Group 1, supported by Government of India, those we call PSUs, like Rashtriya Chemical Fertilizers, National Fertilizers Limited and all. The second group is owned by farmers themselves and is run by farmers cooperatives. And in this group, two big players like IFFCO and CRIFCO, these are the big fertilizer suppliers to this country. And third group is owned by private companies completely. And all three groups, they invest so heavily in fertilizer industry and technology is so foolproof, chances of getting substandard material from these reputed company are negligible. Why I'm saying so? Because after such a huge investment and very standard technology, probability of getting substandard material and that too where quality checks are there in multiple locations. These big industries, they don't compromise with the quality checks. Now, if something is appearing in the market where as per the fertilizer control order, if standards are not met, then probability of getting such material from some different source is 100% there. And now packing and bagging and the letters and everything, they prepare in such a manner that even a very, very clever person can also be fooled about that. And that is what people are taking advantage of. Now, second part of your question regarding the quality checks. Government of India has one fertilizer quality control laboratory. And that laboratory has regional laboratories as well in different regions of India. And all the state governments, they also have their own mechanism for fertilizer quality testing. These quality testing inspectors, they are regularly trained by the institutions and also updation of their knowledge is also taking place. New equipments are purchased. So testing is in place. However, considering the size of the country, large cultivated area and large number of fertilizers being sold in the country, it appears to be difficult to control on every point. But as appealed by our Honorable Agriculture Minister, we need to have such a big network so that we should be able to collect the samples from the end user. Means when fertilizer bags are open on directly farmers' field, at that point we should be able to take up the sample, and sample testing should be so rapid, within a period of 3 to 4 days we should be able to give the results of that. And if material is substandard, certainly the person who supplied the fertilizer should be punished to the fullest extent. Likewise, for every fertilizer, we have given some standards. With standards only, they are approved in fertilizer control order. And fertilizer control order is developed on the Essential Commodity Act. And therefore, since it was developed by Act, so stringent provision for punishments are also there. And in the past, Government of India did it. So need to be again replicated and followed in true spirit, so that spurious material or substandard material should be checked all through for their agricultural uses.
So a while back we had heard the Honorable Prime Minister talk about neem coating, how fertilizer usage can be uniformed and it can be safeguarded. With the growing level of technology and the way our country is adopting this technology, especially in the agricultural sector, what are the other innovative ways and how do they work in safeguarding the quality of the fertilizers?
When the present government came into action in 2014, first time, and that time it was thought how to stop the diversion of fertilizer. Because in fertilizer sector, other than agricultural uses, if fertilizer is used somewhere else, it should be used in full rate. No subsidy can be given for alternative uses or diverted uses. Subsidy is only for the farmers. Subsidies for agricultural use, specifically for the farmers. And therefore, to stop that diversion, technologies were reviewed. What are the available options? The Indian Council of Agricultural Research long back did the research on various materials which can be coated on urea or several fertilizers so that its use efficiency can be enhanced, and also the rate by which plant required to take up the nutrients, so that flow of the nutrients should match with the plant's requirement. So from that point of view, Indian Council of Agricultural Research suggested the use of neem coating on urea. I am talking only of urea. So urea crystals or prills, it's a prilled urea in India what we are selling. So urea prills, they were coated with neem. This was unique idea. Honorable Prime Minister and the then Agriculture Minister, everybody supported. And urea was made compulsory to be coated with neem oil. Now, neem oil itself has several constituents that really helps to slow down the nitrification process so that its release becomes slow. So urea becomes a slow release urea. So automatically, the moment urea becomes slow release urea, use efficiency enhances. So it was envisaged that the use of neem coating on the urea particles or urea prills will enhance the fertilizer use efficiency at least by 5%. But as a scientist, I can certainly say that the use efficiency is enhanced up to 3 to 5%. And it was that time, after coating, Government of India immediately thought that 50 kg bag should be reduced to 45 kg. So that farmers, they keep on using the same amount, only thing 5 kg was reduced there. So in that process, the biggest advantage was the urea which is coated with neem oil cannot be diverted for alternative uses, or some misuse of urea was stopped because of that. That was a very great action. Similar kind of actions are possible, and gold urea, sulfur coated urea is one idea by which Government of India and whole scientific community as well as the fertilizer industry is thinking that we can enhance the use efficiency of urea and provide sulfur additionally, so that nitrogen and sulfur can be supplied with the same amount of material which we are using. There are some other material like agrotain material. In United States of America, people are using that kind of urea. It is a blue colored urea. So that material is already used while synthesizing the urea particle or urea molecule, NH2CO NH2. In that process, when urea is manufactured, then and there itself, that small component is agrotain component is included. And that really helps to slow down the nitrification process. And use efficiency becomes more and more. Present use efficiency is 40%. After agrotain, use efficiency enhances to 50 to 55%. So these kind of materials are available. So scientifically, there are further possibilities to get into this and enhancing the use efficiency of urea. And not only use efficiency, and not only the better production, but also you can stop the diversion of such materials.
So talking about diversion of fertilizers and stopping the fake fertilizers from harming the farmers as well as the environment, how important is the process of digitization as the current government is continuously trying that land revenue records or farmer IDs are there so that the purchasing of fertilizers can be done only for the farmers and for their lands?
What India was doing 100 years back, what India is doing presently, and what India will do after 100 years. Fertilizers were introduced in this country after 1960s, more effectively after the introduction of Green Revolution. With Green Revolution, hybridization started and new seeds came into existence. And new seeds were nutrient and water exhaustive. Therefore, more and more fertilizer came into picture. Otherwise, our predecessors, they were using only farmyard manure and other cow-based materials which were termed as a manures, not fertilizers. Now, after 100 years, are we going to follow the same model? It's not possible. After 100 years, like Western countries, where all farm subsidies are once given to the farmer. X amount is given to the farmer. Now, up to the farmer, whatever he likes, he purchases. And everything is available at the full rate. No question of subsidy. Now, withdrawing subsidy is not very easy task because farming community in India is not at that level. You withdraw every subsidy from them. Therefore, supply of this material through government mechanism will be there in future as well. But if we want to step up in future, if we want to go to future, so direct benefit transfer will be the only solution. So whatever benefit is given, that should directly reach to the farmer, not to the middleman, not to the diverters, not to the transporters. So whatever benefit is to be given, that is to be given to the farmers. Now, question comes, you need to define farmer. You need to define the farming land. Defining farming land is possible through digitization of land revenue records. Now, defining farmer, either you say the person who is owning that land piece is a farmer, but that's not true. Somebody owns that land piece and that land is given to some contractor for cultivation. And that contractor, again, he is a very smart man. He further gives to someone, leases out, but either what we call in Hindi. Now, who is the real beneficiary? Who should get the benefit of the direct benefit? Whatever amount is transferred by the government, who should get that benefit? So that needs to be defined properly. And once the man who is really performing agricultural operations on the land, who is really cultivating the land, growing the food for the country, that man should get the benefit of the subsidy and government programs. So digitization, not only land record, but digitization of individuals, whether Kisan credit card or Kisan insurance schemes or something, these things should be linked together. Fortunately, the present government has done so much so in the last, let us say, 10-11 years, that now huge database is available. Soil health card scheme, huge database of the farmers is available with Aadhaar card and land revenue record, the Khasra number, and everything is given there. Then you have Kisan credit card database, KCC database, huge database is available. Now these databases can be very tactfully be used. Also, we have 6 lakh plus dealers in this country. Dealers also have database because they are selling fertilizer using the POS payments. When POS machine is used there for Kisan credit card or something, definitely you are able to capture all details of the farmer. So huge databases are available. Only thing, proper integration, proper digitization, and experts are also available in this country. There is no dearth, no deficiency of experts. So it is possible to come up with a robust database that can be used and really help the problems, not only fertilizer diversion or fertilizer impurity, but many other problems which are related to rural India, urban India as well. And also it may impact the life of every individual in this country.
So we truly hope that all these initiatives of the government as well as the industry bear fruit and the agriculture sector not just grows well, but the farmers' welfare is also done on an unprecedented level. Dr. Suresh Kumar Chaudhary, thank you so much for these valuable insights and for coming here and talking with us in the Akashvani studios.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on fake fertilizers, a growing challenge for farmers and environment. The participants were Dr. Suresh Kumar Chaudhary, Director General, Fertilizer Association of India, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, Anchor. This program is produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.